We're learning Tos Vesyoimi. We're in Maseches Bava Kame, and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and page 17a. And let me present you, I'm very excited to present you something which I think of as one of the most interesting Tos Vesyoimi, for me at least, which it occurred to me. And sorry for being it inside the field of Agada, and sorry for not being on the level of being excited about the halachic discussion that much, but this is Kihim Chayinu, this regards our life, and this speaks about the most interesting and the most things that we are all of our days are occupied with, these things which are basically Talmud Goda El Oymaise Goda. So this was a big question. Which is bigger? If one learns or if one does? So the actions, either the actions, so theory or practice. The old age, old question, and Tosfos with its special expertise in differentiating between subjects does a very good job for us and broadening our perspective than being so narrow-minded, just to say the basic thing. So we all know the basic premises like Lo ha-midrash ha-ikar el ha-maise, not the theory is the main purpose, but rather the practice. And we know also the rivers, the hachomim be-besnachze, alias besnachze, that they were sitting together, sages, and they were worrying about this question, and it's very funny, the Tosfos says, they were worrying, but all of them said, so what is voting for in such a case, because all of them said that, yes, Talmud Godoil, so they decided that learning is bigger, and we have also the Ramchal, so I want to present you lots of interesting things to you now, and some four books are open before me, but I try to do it short. So the basic thing here, the complete last Mishnah in the first perek of the Bava Kame, is like the Agadic discussions about the greatness of Torah study, mostly. And Rabbi Yochanan was asked about this question. And actually, the Gemara tells us also the background of the history of asking Rabbi Yochanan about the same issue. And it says, it speaks about really the kings. There was the king, righteous kings of the Jewish nation, like Asa and Chizkiah, and they got a big covered. And what was the big covered? Putting a Sefer Torah on their coffin, and they said, he did everything which is written here. Shehinichu Sefer Torah al mitosei ve'amru kiyem ze ma shekasuv bazeh. Big question is it possible? It starts all with a halachic discussion. Is it allowed to do a similar thing nowadays, to use a Sefer Torah to demonstrate? It's not an issue of Tuma, Tahara, rather it's an issue of Kavod, respect. So it says, is it possible that even nowadays we follow this same practice in order to give respect for a great sage, who was niftar? Apuke mafkinon anuche lo manichan, meaning we bring it out, but we don't put it there. What do we bring out? We have to. Oh, yes, we have to see it from the start. It says Tanu Rabbanan ukvoid asulai b'moisai. Zeh Chizkiyah melech Yehuda sheyotzu lefanav 36,000 chalutzei ksof. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So the big, big respect for Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda was this 36,000 people who were ripping their clothes. Okay. Omar Leyam Ben Ram Nehemiah Vahalai Lifne Achav Osukain. He said, even the wicked king Ahav had their people to respect him. Looks like they mistakenly followed him, and they did a big mourning because of the death of the king Ahav. So it says, Elo she'enichu sefer Torah mitosei. So the real respect was that they put the Sefer Torah over there. So what is this mafkinon? We bring it out, what we don't put it there. Maybe I think this should be the Sefer Torah itself, which they bring out, but they don't put it there. Okay. So others are saying the opposite. We put there even the Sefer Torah, but the text itself we don't say. We don't say the expression that he did everything which is written here. This is something which we don't say. This is already too big of a respect that we nowadays are not allowed to do. Omar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Hava Azlinan Bahadei the Rabbi Yechanan, Lemishal Shmaise. So they were asking about this topic about Rabbi Yechanan. Yave Aya Labes Akise, Hava Baino Mine. מילתא, לא פשיט לן. עד מה שידע, ומונח תפילים. So, as he was coming from the Beit HaKisei, from the toilet, it's interesting that he tells us this, but this will have its significance later on, that he didn't want to answer this question until he managed to put back on his tefillin. In the olden days, they were wearing the tefillin a whole day, except for the bathroom, where it is not allowed to wear. So they took it down and put it back. So did Rabbi Yechonon. So this question was asked from him. And first he put back his tefillin, and then he really responded the question, and he said, and he also said the bracha for the tefillin, v'had ha'romaron, and afterwards he said him, told us, afilu kiyem amrinon, limed lo yamrinon. Okay, so we can say that kiyem, we can say that, yes, he did everything which is there, limed lo yamrinon. We don't say he taught. V'homar mar. But Rabbi Yechanan, you yourself have taught us, God or limud Torah shehalimud mevi lidei maise. Okay, so you told us that the learning is bigger, because the learning is bringing us to the practice. It says lo kushya, it's no problem. Hale migmar hale agmurei. One is speaking about the learning, and other is speaking about teaching. Okay, so what is the problem here? Which one is bigger, either learning or doing? He said, "God, let us see the exact wording, and we will experience very interesting things." Because it says, "God, I limud Torah. Big is limud Torah. Shall limud mevi lidei maaseh, because it brings us to do the things, to practice." So, what follows from it? Rashi says, it follows, why is it big? What is the significance of learning? The significance of learning is that it brings us to practice. So therefore, it has no inherent significance. Learning in and of itself is not so big. So says Rashi, this is seemingly a contradiction. It is not possible that Rabbi Yochanan should say that we say only that he did. But we don't say teach or learn. Because learning, teaching, it's not so big. Why not say, says Rashi, why not say? We already say that he did, which is bigger. Practice is the bigger. So if you say the bigger, there should be not a problem to say the smaller one as well. Okay, so he even learned it. He even taught it. He even was involved with the Torah. So why not say? He says there is a difference. Really, you have differentiate between learning and teaching, because how is it an answer according to Rashi? Really, teaching is bigger, but learning is not bigger. I think this is what Rashi says. Let's see Rashi. I don't know, I'm a bit confused because I've seen Tosfos and I don't want to confuse the two opinions. It says, let's see first Rashi, ki have ayala bet kisei, ki loimar zimna chada ki have ayala bet kisei omar lo nachi, ki yeim amrinon limid layamrinon velimid amru, lechizkiya veidna lem yishum kevayda lechizkiya delimid adif mikayim. Okay? Meivilidei maise, alma maise adif. Okay, so if the significance of learning is that it brings us to practice, then it's obvious that the more important is the doing. Le migmar le atzmai maise adif. If you teach it for yourself, then it's better if you do it. Avol le agmur elach rinei adif imaise hilkoch limid lo yamrinon. Okay, so this is the priorities according to Rashi. First comes teaching to others. This is the most important. Then comes do it for yourself. And third, learn it for yourself. Why? It's very good if you can influence other people to do good. It's a very 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 high level. But for yourself, you have to do. This is the main thing, that you have to come to the end that you do good. This is the end purpose. And learning is a tool for this. This is what Rashi says, and Tosfos says it's problem. Pirish the kuntres alma maise adif ve kasher Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says it cannot be. The adrabe mehocha dayek besaf perek kedushin. So perek hamedek kiddushin, the end of the first perek of kiddushin, we learn the opposite. Limud godoil memaise gabe zekenim shehoyim esubim ba'alias besnechze belud. So you know the story. Sages were sitting together in Lud, and benishela shelazu bifneihem, and the question came along them. Limud godoil memaise godoil. Venimnu kulam, venimnu, and they took a voting, and they all said, Limud Godoil. Okay, I want to see it because I find it very funny that what such a voting of a, it's a consensus, maybe it says so. So, did they really, everybody said, Nishal Asher Azu Befnehem Talmud Godoil, Maise Godoil, Nan Rabbi Tarfon Veomar Maise Godoil, Nan Rabbi Akim Veomar Talmud Godoil, Nanu Kulam Omru. Talmud Godoil Shatamud Levim Maase. Okay, so there were Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva. One was say one opinion, and the other opinion, and the other people sided along with the one who said learning is better, because, as Rashi says, it's a very important life lesson. What Rashi says here, as far as I remember, that then you have both of them in your hands. So this is really not either or, you can have both. So you have both of them in your hands. Okay, so that's it. And Taisves asks the same question here. Let me do an exception and let me quote this Taisves here as well. Because it's very interesting, I think. Generally, when this question is asked, one says automatically, you know, it's a Gemara, learning is the big thing. And let me present you the main idea of Ramchal. Okay, I want everything to say everything in a moment, but I cannot. So let's go through our Taisves and then see the other sources. Okay, so it seems very interesting because over there it seems that they decided that learning is better. And here it says, no. The very same expression can mean, so from the very same expression we can derive two opposite. Either it says learning is bigger because by learning you have even doing. Doing is better because why do you need learning? Only in order to do. So, now what? Maybe it's not contradiction at all. It says, "V'nisha Hashem azu b'fneihem limud godel ma'ase godel v'nim lo kolam v'yomru limud godel shemei v'lidei ma'ase." V'omer Rabbi Nutam. So Rabbi Nutam says, "Da'achi perusha." This is the correct explanation. V'omar mar shel limud mevi lidei ma'ase v'kevan she'anu omrim kiyem harei anu omrim shelimed de'iloi shelimed hayech kiyem she'atalmud shelimud mevi lidei ma'ase v'loi masika daite hashta. So this is the main point. So far we didn't differentiate between teaching and learning. So this is obvious from the end. When you read the end of this piece, there you see that that the real difference is between teaching and learning. Okay, so if this is the end result, so obviously in the beginning we don't have this differentiation. Therefore, it says, you don't think about teaching, you think about learning. Okay, so what is learning? Learning is, how can you, this is the exact wording of Taisves, the Eloi Shelimed, Hayech Kiyem, if you didn't learn, how can you do it? Which is the exact wording of the Ramchal, which you will see soon. It's very interesting. So it says, really, if you confuse the two concepts, learning and teaching, which is the initial assumption, then it's clear. What was the question that was asked from Rabbi Yochanan? What was the psak of Rabbi Yochanan? Kiyem amrim al lo yamrinan. Okay, so we say he kept everything, but we don't say that he learned. What? He didn't learn, but he kept? How so? Impossible. He didn't learn and he kept, so what did he kept exactly? He felt, so how? If he felt, it's also learning. It's not possible, it says. It's not about priorities here. It's not about the level of learning, the level of priorities. It's simple logic. You cannot have one without the other. So that's it. This is the real explanation, says Rabbi Nutan. It's much more simpler than to do this decision, by which the Taisves says you don't have to say what Rashi says. At the end, he says, really. Okay, so from Rashi, you see that practice is bigger than learning. But from the other Taisves, we will see. So, really, the answer is always by Jewish things, it depends. So, we will see. Very important point I want to say here about this dependence. This is what it starts Ramchal Derech Hashem, Chelek Revi, Perek Sheni, Besalmud Torah. What is learning? Hine the Talmud Torah hu inyan muchrach. So, it's a necessary thing. Were it not for learning, you cannot reach to the practice. Kim lo yeda mahu metzuve sheyase, ech yaseu. If one doesn't know what is what is commanded for him to do, how so he can do this? So this is the very first sentence of him, almost word by word, at our Tosfos. Omnom zulas kol ze yesh batalmud tachlis kodoil lishlei musar shel odom. But furthermore, beyond this, in the learning itself, there is a very great purpose, which is necessary for the person to be complete, wholesome. וכבר הזכרנו העניין בקצרו בחלק ראשון, פרק רביעי, אומנם עתו נאריך יעשר. So he says, now we will explain this concept, and he goes on and on and on, and some pages. So if you compare the importance of the topic, that there is, on one hand, the importance that you learn, because if you don't learn, you don't know what to do. The importance of this topic is one sentence, but the Torah has a special effect on you, a special influence on you, which is far, far beyond insignificance than just learning in order to know what to do, how to do the mitzvahs. It's far more important. How so? It's pages and pages and pages explained in detail by the Ramchal in its great magnum opus, meaning very important book from him, and he goes on to explain about the special influence that the Borei Olam, God, he connected to the Torah, so everybody who learns the Torah can benefit from this special influence, and this is purifying the soul, and this is uplifting, and this is something really, really, really goes far, far beyond it. So it's very interesting that Tosfos, for Tosfos, it's not necessarily so, because it says, yes. But I wanted to mention just another thing which I came across during these days, and it's a same topic, and I came across it. So even maybe you can explain such apparent contradictions by having different explanations for the word maise. So what is maise? Meaning practice. It's it makes a whole lot of difference. What are you assigning practice with? What kind of practice are you speaking about here? The practice of doing mitzvahs, the practice of keeping the halachos, the practice of living a Jewish life, saying the prayers, saying the brachas, keeping the Shabbos, keeping the kashrus, acting in accordance with halacha, is also practice. And also practice how you live your life is also practice. It's a far bigger questions. Once you know the rules, it's very important things. You have to respect the rules. You have to play by the rules. For sure you have to. And if you don't know how to do this, it's a problem. You cannot keep the halachas without it. Mishnah Brura says in the introduction to the Chelek of Shabbos, you cannot. It's very, very, a lot of details. It's not possible that you won't transgress one, chas v'sholom, if you don't learn. It's not possible. Just to learn by seeing other people how to do it, you may miss something. Not you may miss something, it's sure that you will miss something. This is the whole point of the introduction. So this is also my sense. This is also something which fits into the definition of practice, but it's also practice what one does with one's life. And it is a much more bigger meaning of practice. And this is the meaning, I think, which is the Ramchal is speaking about throughout pages, that the learning how does it influence a person? How does it purifies him? And it's so interesting that also Tosfos is sort of mentioning a similar thought, very famous, when Rabbi Akiva becomes a great Chacham. So, in the beginning, he didn't learn, and he didn't know nothing, and he kept the mitzvahs, and that was it. But he had a righteous wife, and the wife influenced her to do this. But the wife has also had also a very rich father, and the father didn't want the daughter to marry an Amoretz, who was at the time Rabbi Akiva, not yet Rabbi Akiva, only Akiva. And he made a neder not to support the young couple. And then later on he heard that a big Chacham came into the city. And he said, okay, I'm regretting my vow, and I want to give and want to support my daughter and the husband. He didn't know about the fact that the big Chacham was actually his son-in-law. And he said, okay, so would you make the neder also if you know that your son-in-law will learn? He said, even if I would know that he learns just one halacha, one halacha, he didn't want to learn, obviously. One halacha, one perek of Mishnayos, it's enough for me. Okay, so, okay, you're okay, I do it. You're off from the neder. And by the way, I am your son-in-law, and I am currently Rabbi Akiva, and I am the greatest sage here, so you can support me now. So, Tosfos asks, how so? There is a well-known halacha about vows, nolad. Nolad is something unexpected. You cannot use something unexpected in order to exempt one from his vow. So how so? He says, it's not unexpected. If somebody goes to learn, he will be Adam Godol. So this is a very famous thing. Tosfos says, this case, it doesn't count as noilad, because he went to learn, that this is the derech, this is the way. When somebody goes to learn, shenase adam godol, that he, at the end he will turn into adam godol. He will be a big, big person. And you ask the obvious question that we don't see this. Lots of people are learning Baruch Hashem, and maybe we have more people learning nowadays than maybe several other generations. And there is a big lack, a shortage of big people. So everybody should be already big people. So what is it? They don't want to learn. They don't learn. What is this here? I think it's possible to understand this based on this differentiation of learning and practice, because it's derech. It doesn't say it's usual. It's rogil, meaning. Majority of people who are learning are obviously big people. No, it's not that said. It's the derech. What is derech? Derech is the way. It's the way to go. This is how things should go in their way. If things would go in their way, then somebody who goes to learn will be Adam Godoy. Why not so? Because there is not only learning, there is also Maiseh. It's also Maiseh. And let me show you the importance of Maiseh. So Maiseh also, we said two things about it. One is keeping the mitzvahs, very, very, very important. You have to keep the mitzvahs for sure. And doing something. Sur mera va'ase tov. So first, you have to distance yourself from sinning, and you have to purify yourself, and then after this, you can do something good. You can do something what makes a difference in the world. And for this, you need Torah. Without Torah, you cannot do good. But you do, you may think it's good, but you're still not on the first level of Sur Mera. So, you need everything. You need own thoughts to do. You need learning in order to know what to do. You need to keep the mitzvahs, you need to play by the rules, and you have to do something. So this is all part, I think, of what Tosfos calls derech. This is the way, this is the, maybe we can say, intended usage of Torah material, is that you should do everything, you're not exempt even from thinking, which is the biggest burden, maybe. Even after learning, you're not exempt of thinking. So let's finish this Tosfos and see something practical conclusion. It says, we saw already the Tosfos solution to this problem here about Rabbi Yochanan, that first we don't differentiate, and then the big question about Rabbi Yochanan, why he did not allow to say about somebody that he learned, you can say that he learned, for sure he learned, and he did everything which is written in the Torah because he learned, because if he didn't learn, so it's not possible that he kept everything, it's for sure so, but it's not sure that he taught others, which is also something big, and this is also, you cannot say, because maybe he didn't. This we cannot say that he learned. This is for sure, it's better. More important. It's not bringing you to do, it's bringing the multitudes to do the good. Kasher melamdim, when he learns them. And now Tosfos brings us another version, which sheds light on the story itself, which happened by Rabbi Yochanan. This is not how the story ends in the source called Shiltas. Elagaras, really the story ends like this. Umonach tefillin. The Hadar Amar Lan, that he just put up the tefillin and he said, the Tulaparik Gemara, the Hayech Heve Monach Tefillin. From our version, from the Gemara version, it lacks this special ending, which says, how so? So he put up tefillin and then he said, so we see, in the very actions of Rabbi Yochanan, we see the same concept, meaning the same priority question. First, he put up tefillin, which is a maise, which is practice, and then he taught, and just afterwards he said, so this is a question against him. I think this is a bigger question, maybe, because this is already limit, this is already teaching. And teaching, you just have said that teaching is more important. So you should teach even before you put up that tefillin. You can say, I want to put up tefillin because I want to say these words in Kedusha, but it doesn't say so. It says, V'tula parik gemara v'heyech evi monach tefillin techilo koidem shehoyu oimer lohem hashmaiseh. So this is the big question. Alay limud godoil memaiseh. This is bigger. You should have said before, you should do the bigger first. Umeshane, the answer is Hale Migmar Hale Agmure, the Ligmar Nafshe, if he teaches himself, Limud Godel Shamehi Lide Maise, Avole Agmure Lachirim Loyadif. So now it's the reverse logic. The difference is the same. We make difference between when you teach for yourself, that is, you learn, between that you teach for others. But which is bigger? So far we said, teaching for others is the bigger. Now it says, no, learning for yourself is bigger. Why? So, aval agmurei la'achim lo yadif. Now he teaches to others. It's better that you do something for yourself than to teach to others, because, okay, you teach to others, and so what? So, what's the percentage? What's your chance to success? Maybe they will hear it, maybe they will understand it, maybe not. So it's a very good thing if it works. But how do you know it works? So it seems to be kind of, not to say machlaikes, but argument about it, but you have to always see both sides to it. Yes, the best thing you can do when you succeed, that you teach things to others, and others will do it. It's just a dream that works like charm, but you cannot guarantee it. So what you can guarantee? I can guarantee what I do with my own hands. This is for sure. Which I do is more important. If I learn, this brings me to do. If I learn in order to do. So this works. So this is better. So the best thing is that I do myself. Because this is more probable. This is more secure way to guarantee the success. So this is the explanation why he put up the tefillin first. And just one short remark about the Kiddushin. The same question was asking Maseches Kiddushin. The same story. And basically Taisfes is saying the same answer in the name of Rabbi Nutama, I think. Yes, this is Kiddushin Daf Mem Amud Beis, and yes, it says basically the same answer. And then at the last five lines, it says Veyesh Meforshin. There are other explanations. The Adam Sheloili Meidatayin Uboli Molech. That the big question is when somebody comes to the Rav, to the Rabbi, and asks the question. Rabbi, what do you suggest for me? What should I do? This is the big question. This is why we all want to learn this Taisfes, because we want to ask the Rabbi, but we are maybe shy, so we just learn it from Taisfes. Maybe it's worth to ask Das Torah. If one asked the Rabbi, what should I do, Rabbi? Should I learn or should I do? Which is bigger? Then what to answer him? Very practical. If he didn't learn so far, uboli molech, im yilmoy techilo, o yasek b'maise. He has an opportunity to start up a charity organization. Or, he has the opportunity to learn in the same time. Rabbi, now I have some free time in my afternoons, about 2-3 hours. I can do some mitzvahs, or I can learn. What do you suggest for me? And if he was not involved in serious learning before, Taisfes suggests, Oimrim Loile Moit Techilo. First you learn, first you do it for yourself, be somewhat egoist for some time, and then later on you can do the chesed, you can do the charity. It's very nice, and we appreciate that you do it, and we don't want to discourage you from do good to others, and we want you to preserve these good feelings in yourself. But first thing is that you have to learn for yourself, because you need it. You need it, and chayecha koidem, your life has a priority against life of the others, and we very appreciate that you want to do good to others, but please do some good for yourself first, and after that God will grant you the life, long years, that you can do good for others, because he knows that you want to do good, and he also wants you to do good to others. So this is the basic idea. I say, I'm like lemoy techilo, lefi she'ein amoratz chassid. And furthermore, you have the famous teaching in Pirkei Avos, you cannot be so good if you didn't learn so far, so much. So maybe your intentions are good, but eventually you will come across a problem which you cannot solve, and maybe you will need the wisdom of the Torah. And if you don't have the wisdom of the Torah, you may falter. You may not have a good solution about it, and this will lead to something going wrong. So first thing is that you have to learn, both for yourself, both it's both your interest and both the other's interest that you want to help, that your help will really be a help and not the opposite, chas v'sholam, avol odom shelimet kvar, but if somebody already learned, and this is something which is very important to take home a message. If he learned already, for sure the action is better. Which kind of action? This is something like contributing, changing the world, to do something real big, to do something like a life mission, and doing something which you see that is lacking in the world, and you think that you are you have the courage to implement your idea in the world and to help others through this idea. This is very important, but only if you already have learned enough, which I think you will need Rav to decide whether this has happened already or not. And the main point is here that you just cannot imagine your whole future by sitting and learning Koilo, which is very good, but obviously it's not the purpose. Obviously you have to change the world. Says Taisfes, it's very good that you want to learn all your life. You should learn all your life. You should spend all the days of your life by learning. But main point in learning is that by the tools of learning you can do something, you can change the world to go in a better way, for sure. The Almighty can change the world, but He wants you to get involved. And for this, that you can let you to get involved, the way is to get from the wisdom of Torah.